Welcome to the Open Scroll audio series. The study you're about to hear was written by Bob Schlenker and is being read by Aaron Herman. You're listening to an installment of When Cometh That Thief in the Night. This is a study called The Bible's Secret Calendar, Hidden Prophecies in the Psalms.
The Psalms Timepiece. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. The Bible has a secret calendar concealed in its divisions. This appears to have been discovered in 1983 and popularized through the ministry of J.R. Church. What he called hidden prophecies in the Psalms is a useful aid to interpreting the times and seasons. Brother J.R. Church has gone on ahead, falling asleep in Jesus in 2011. He's the man who had an instrumental role in helping me correctly identify the celestial sign of Revelation 12, verse 1. An important sign which had been wrongly identified by the professed experts on the subject. An application of the principles of hidden prophecies in the Psalms complements the revelation of a cornerstone of end-time prophecy, as illustrated in this study called The Celestial Sign of Jacob's Dying Prophecy is validated by hidden time prophecies and other remarkable signs. It has been observed that each psalm seems to correspond to a particular Gregorian calendar year. Psalm 1 to 1901, Psalm 99 to 1999, Psalm 101 to 2001, etc. Because the Book of Psalms is the 19th from the front of the Bible and the 48th from the back, the number 1948 is most strongly produced by its context. In the year 1948, one of the most widely recognized signs of the end times was fulfilled. On May 14th, Israel was once more recognized as a sovereign nation, a national home for God's people Israel. This presence had been absent since 70 AD. This national return to the land was long ago prophesied by Ezekiel. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off.' Therefore prophesy, and say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." Ezekiel 37, verses 11 through 14. This very focal event in history is described in Psalm 48. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. "Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, his holy mountain. It is beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth. Like the utmost heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like the ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Selah. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end." Psalms 48. the fig tree had to be replanted in the land. And so it was, right on schedule. Another important prophecy concerning Israel that was fulfilled in recent years was prophesied in Matthew 24. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Matthew 24, verses 32 through 34. The fig tree replanted in the land had its leaves come out in 1967. In what is known as the Six-Day War, from June 5th through the 10th, 1967, Israel, against all odds, took possession of the Sinai Peninsula and the Gaza Strip from Egypt, the West Bank and the eastern sector of Jerusalem, including even the Temple Mount for a brief season from Jordan, and the Golan Heights from Syria. These areas were almost immediately repopulated by Jewish settlers. The celebration is reflected in the following psalm, which had been written as a priestly blessing of thanksgiving in the context of a miraculous triumph over the Assyrians in the time of Hezekiah's reign over Israel. God be gracious to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with uprightness, and guide the nations on the earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us, that all the ends of the earth may fear him. Psalm 67. Is it too incredible that the Creator of all things might do such a thing as conceal a calendar in the structure of his testimony? Is it too hard to believe that Yahweh has overseen the divisions of the Scriptures? Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. Psalm 119, verse 18. Unveil thou mine eyes, and I shall perceive wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119, verse 18, from the Brenton Septuagint. In this verse, the Hebrew word for law is Torah, Strong's number 8451. Torah, from H3384, a precept or statute, especially the Decalogue or Pentateuch, referring specifically to the first five books, the books of Moses that contain the set of verses tied to the years. In the Septuagint translation, the Greek word for see or perceive is katanaeo, Strong's number 2657, katanaeo, from G2596 and G3539, to observe fully, behold, consider, discover, perceive. Let us observe wonderful things out of the Torah. Lord, unveil our eyes. The Torah timepiece. The divisions of the Torah count off the years in a way not very unlike the Psalms. In contrast to how the Psalms tell time with the larger divisions, the Masoretic texts of the Torah tell time on the scale of the verses. The verses correspond to the years on the Jewish calendar, not the Western Gregorian calendar. I'd like to acknowledge J.R. Church again for introducing me to this concept of dating by the Torah verses. May of 1948, when Israel was resurrected as a nation, was, in the Jewish accounting of years, 5708. The Masoretic verse numbered 5708 is Deuteronomy 30, verse 5. He, God, will bring you to the land that belonged to your fathers, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. Deuteronomy 30, verse 5. Think about this for a while. Compare it to the historical record and to Psalm 48. The bringing back into the land is called Aliyah. This was happening since Petah Tikva in Judea and Rosh Pinna in Galilee. The first Jewish settlements in modern-day Palestine were settled in 1878. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Proverbs 25, verse 2. In conclusion, a small number of examples have been presented for an introduction and to acquaint you with the principles. This can be very inspiring, as our recent history can be viewed through these lenses. If it works in the past, and it works at present, it's a reasonable assumption that it will continue until some future expiration date. Over the years, I've spent many hours poring over the secret calendar in the Psalms and in the Torah, searching for familiar patterns. Although I wouldn't say that the time I spent doing that was wasted, I must admit that the Lord didn't reward my efforts with the opening of fresh insight. I have found the application of the principles to be of some utility, however, as I noted at the outset. After all these years, it is a joy to myself and Aaron Herman to know these things and to read through Psalm 115 with our hope in sight. If that doesn't mean much to you, you may want to dig more deeply into When Cometh That Thief in the Night. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115, verses 16 through 18. Praise the Lord. This concludes our presentation of the Bible's Secret Calendar, Hidden Prophecies in the Psalms. Thank you for listening.